Blog Talk Radio.
I guess it's good morning or good afternoon, is it?
It's both.
All right, wherever you are in this fantastic state of the United States planet.
Are we still united?
We might not be.
Okay, well, that sucks.
Right.
Because I missed it when we were united.
Yeah, we were. But, you know, the Civil War happened and that kind of split us up.
Yeah.
So,
well, here we are. It's season two, finale of the Fish and Wally Show.
Yeah, I'd like to thank everyone for listening to this season. It's been a great long season. All of our guests were absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
So, this sadly we have to end the second season, and season three will be actually starting very quickly. So hopefully we can get through this show alive and well, and go on to the next season. But welcome to our fantasy show. We're gonna be running down some fantasy football here, and maybe some fantasy NASCAR and tennis.
Sounds good.
Really doesn't. I just saw that.
I'm actually checking the sound. I don't know. That's why I didn't hear a word you're saying.
You can hear me though, right?
I could hear you. Yeah, right. It's just
the fantasy tennis.
I hear kind of a delay for some reason, but
why? There should
it's
be
not a delay. It's just I hear you live, and then I hear you through the mic, through the headset.
Oh,
so we're that's why this is a season two finale, because we're gonna have to fix it.
Yeah, we will.
Get
is
ready
it,
for
is it a bad delay?
No, it's not.
I have a little bit, like tiny.
You have a tiny delay?
You know, millisecond.
Well, you know, there are Asian delays for that, Asian people. I don't know what that means. There goes our Asian listeners.
All right. Sorry, guys, and konnichiwa. Let's run it down. It's 12 o'clock.
It's
12
Sunday.
Sunday.
Excited. Football.
Love this day.
Same day.
Can't wait to get wasted and eat lots of buffalo wings and pass out halfway through the day.
First, you're going to run, huh?
Yeah, I'm
going to
go run, man.
How many miles are you expected to run?
I'm slated for 4.5.
4.5?
5 today, yeah. We'll see if I get through that. I might just run to the liquor store and back, so that might actually, I'll count that towards my run.
See, with that, I would sprint.
Definitely. I think sprinting's better. Get more out of it. Get there faster,
mm-hmm.
You know?
And plus, your heart pounds harder, faster. More calories, less time. Do it.
Sounds like a beer commercial. More calories, less time.
We should find a liquor delivery guy. There has to be something in it.
I think there's a Dominican here that delivers.
Is it one Dominican?
Just one guy. Yep.
Well, let's get him in.
All right.
We'll pay him with plantains.
Let's put him on the show.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, all right. Let's run it down before actually football starts, so people can get their fantasy stuff in. And we got some injury reports in here that we can kind of run through. Let's start off with the Cleveland Browns. Unfortunately, Brandon Weeden. I don't know why we're starting with the Browns, but why not?
You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you
through this.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Can you hear me through this? My foot.
You know?
Okay. All right. I'm talking about his foot.
Not working.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Brandon Weeden. Foot.
That's right. I heard about that.
Yeah.
Did you hear the story, though? Oh, so we got to let the listeners know that this is Fantasy Football update on injury report. This is the top 10 injury reports.
Yep.
Top 10 injuries.
Top 10 plus.
Yeah. And, but it's, we go in depth on our research. You know, it's not just, you know, foot, whatever. We want to know what really happened. So we get the details, the real stories behind their injuries, not just the foot. Because if you go to ESPN.com, you'll just see foot injury, finger injury, whatever. You don't get anything else, how he got it. So, but we research it. And, so we're just going to give you the stuff.
There we go. So on to that foot injury. What happened with Weeden?
Well, I believe he was, from our sources, he was driving through a highway, and decided to stop at a rest area. And since he hadn't showered in a couple of days, he decided, why not just shower? So I guess he forgot his flip-flops, and then suddenly he had a fungus in his feet.
So, you know, those rest areas are very dangerous. So you can either get raped,
yep, or
anally,
have fungus,
or get a foot fungus from,
yeah,
a shower.
And now one of the top rookies in the NFL, he's going to play. But who knows if this is going to, you know, have an impact on the game, all because of a resting area. So,
wow.
It's tough. It's tough out there.
It is tough out there. Baltimore Ravens. Looks like Ed Reed's going to play. Not like anyone actually has Ed Reed on their team, but in my league, we actually do defensive players. And, so Ed Reed, it looks like he's going to play because he said, I am the toughest guy ever, and I have the blessings of Bill Belichick, so I am playing. I don't care what's wrong with me. Along the same lines, Ray Lewis looks like he is out for the season with a triceps injury.
That's big, too, because Baltimore defense is, they're going to lose one of their heart.
Yep, the heart and soul.
Soul of the defense team.
Surprised he doesn't hurt himself more often doing that pre-game dance.
That's
or
right.
Or catch on fire.
Or at least ruin his vocal voice.
That's true.
He's always screaming.
Always screaming.
But that's not, they're okay. They're not going to be, I don't think. Who are they playing? They're playing, the Ravens are playing.
Houston. So, yeah, looks like Matt Schaub might actually tear them up with all those defensive injuries. Because, was it Ladarius Webb? That's he's out for the season, too, and he's one of those linchpins in the secondary.
Yep. So that sucks. Sucks for fantasy owners who have the Ravens defense.
That's right.
But
drop them. Yeah. Drop them now, and you'll thank me later. Or just call me and say, that was the worst move I ever made, and you're the worst fantasy
analyzers ever.
Yeah, ever. Which we are.
We have Alex Smith. He's from San Francisco, and his injury is a right finger. And, yeah, pretty much so what happened, Fish, with the right finger?
Well, according to our sources, this is one of the very few and rare shocker injuries. So he was actually trying to give the shocker to his
girlfriend, I think, right?
Girlfriend. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure if he's married. But
we don't care about that. We
get married.
Well, we don't care about status in this show.
That's right. There is no status.
You're just single all the time.
That's right. And so he put the pink and the stink in the wrong place. He reversed it and bent his finger back about 90 degrees and broke his finger.
Is he a lefty or righty?
Both.
Oh, okay.
So doesn't matter when you do the shocker. It's either one, whatever.
No, I'm talking about football. Like, how is it going to affect his game? He's a righty.
Yeah, he's a righty.
So it will affect it.
Definitely.
It would definitely stink, so no one will give him a high five.
Definitely, because you can't get that smell off your fingers.
No, you can't. It takes about 3 or 4 days.
Easily.
Yeah. And seriously, it depends what race, too, you're giving a shock or two. So.
What race you're at?
What race? Like, could be like a black girl, African-American, Asian, or Caucasian. Who knows?
I love Caucasian. I haven't been in a few years. On to the Cowboys. Looks like Dez Bryant, he will start. He had a groin injury,
mm-hmm,
I believe. And you were actually on the phone earlier with someone from Dallas, and you kind of did the research on that one.
That's right. We have our sources in Dallas. He pretty much he went to a roadhouse and was doing the mechanical bull, and he pretty much just injured his groin. Tough break.
Yeah, he can't be doing
that. And he only lasted 4 seconds. So,
because
you have to pass 8 seconds to be considered a winner in a bull riding.
Yeah, have you ever done that?
Yeah, I have.
It hurts.
It does hurt.
Fell on my head.
My neck is pain. It goes through more pain than your groin. I don't know how he got groined injured.
Groined injured. On to Detroit, and their injury, it looks like they signed a running back off the street because they keep losing running backs left and right. So they signed this guy.
It's the Barry Sanders curse, man.
It is the Barry Sanders curse. He's actually going to be on Football Life. Did you see that?
He is?
The next upcoming Football Life.
He's really? Nice. And, can't wait for that. He's one of my favorite players. Yeah. He's actually my favorite player of all time.
Yeah. So, they signed this guy, Dante Squiggles. He actually was in a rap competition in downtown Detroit. And they just said, hey, good running backs, and you can rap, and, you know, one thing has to do with the other, so let's come on. So he's a third-string running back today, Deontay Squiggle. So if you want, just pick him up.
Okay, sounds good. All right. If not, listen to him. We have Mark Sanchez from the Jets. He's going through a tough season pretty much. We all know how, you know, the Jets are under microscope pretty much from everyone.
Yep.
Even their New York Posts or their daily newspapers, they're all, just I'm losing words.
Yeah, because the New York Daily Post.
Yeah.
They've been slamming him left and right.
It's this rum I'm drinking.
That is the rum. Is that rum from last night?
It was.
That's disgusting. No wonder why you can't speak.
But
I was in the fridge.
I left it in the fridge because I got home and I made a rum and orange juice and lime. And I just got tired. I don't know what happened. I'm like, all right, I'm going to save this. I'm not going to throw it away. I put it in the fridge. And here I am drinking it. But it's okay. It tastes good. So back to Mark Sanchez. His injury is a back.
Oh, it must be from carrying
Tim Tebow's
monologue and his memoir.
Motivational memoir.
That's right.
That he was writing.
New York Daily Post Gazette.
So he was giving that to Tim Tebow, was letting Mark Sanchez borrow that, and it's a heavy one.
Needs it.
And, yeah, obviously he hurt his back carrying it, so
mm-hmm.
when you put it in his backpack, because Mark Sanchez has a backpack.
He looks like the type who would have, like, a Hello Kitty backpack and show up at the stadium with that.
He looks like the type that's still holding on to his high school years.
Got to, man. Why, did you have a Hello Kitty backpack in high school?
I did not. It was a ghetto one.
It was a ghetto kitty.
Hello Titty.
Hello Titty.
Yeah. There's only one boob in the back. There's an extra pocket, too. So
the boob is the pocket.
Like, you could put your milk in there.
That's actually ingenious.
A little carton of milk behind your Hello Titty.
If you sold that on eBay, I think you'd make a lot of money.
I should, yeah.
Definitely.
What else we have? We have, since we're in New England, we have Wes Welker. He's injured as well. He has an injury. He has a foot injury.
Yeah. He has small feet.
That's right. He does have small feet.
Yeah. He's
only eight. I think 8.5.
8.5 inches?
No, 8.5 is his size.
Shoe size.
According to the U.S. size shoeing.
Yeah, and the reason why I believe he got injured, it wasn't had anything to do with the game at all. It actually, he has a part-time job now, walking dogs, because the Patriots won't sign him to a long-term contract. So he's trying to find other, you know, ventures to kind of offset that.
Mm-hmm. That sucks. Well, I mean, he's getting old.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a great player. Actually, now they're starting to throw him a whole bunch of passes now, so he's getting his numbers now.
Yeah.
But, you know, we know the story that he didn't get signed for more than the year, so who knows if we're going to trade him. The whole team is getting old. So.
Yeah, they're getting older, but getting younger.
So Wes Welker is trying to think ahead, and I'm sure that part-time job is very easy and fun, but he got hurt.
And he slipped on dog shit.
He did, so he's got to be careful.
We
are dodging dog shit here in this neighborhood.
Oh, it's terrible. There's dog shit everywhere.
Yeah.
Dog shit and trash.
You know what's funny? Like, I love flying, but I'm still always looking on the floor. Like, every new city I go, I'm like, I'm still looking on the floor.
You're just so trained.
And then, like, 3 hours later, I'm like, wait a minute. I'm in a new city. It's clean. All right.
Yeah, I'm in Chicago. No one's going to shit in the ground in Chicago. What can you do?
Yeah, I hate – that's why one of my biggest pet peeves is owners that can't curb their dogs. It's just Here's my plan. If I ran for president of dog picking shit, I would seriously get a team together, follow people who come out with dogs, see if they curb it or not, pick up their shit. If they don't, we let them walk, we put it in a bag, and then we follow them to their house. And then we throw back the shit in front of their doorstep.
Shit team six, you should call it.
And then we'll put a sign or like a note, like, you got curbed.
You got curbed?
Yeah.
It's like you got punked.
Or, yeah. Or you got searched. No, what's that? Other?
Searched. yeah, I think Shit Team 6 would be a great name for
shit
that.
Team six,
shit
okay.
Team 6,
okay. I'm going to work on that.
Yeah, but I think the sign out front should say dog shitter or something. Your life is shit.
You don't pick up shit? Well, now you can have this piece of shit.
All right, that works.
Okay, yeah.
We'll work on the slogan.
Yeah, we will.
We'll get back to you guys on that one.
It's a new company. It's a work in progress.
Yes. Well, the website will be up tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll start with the Twitter account. Looks like Tampa Bay Bucks, my old Bucks team there.
You still own them. That's right.
I do.
Yeah.
I own like 0.375%.
Which is actually one seat.
Half a seat.
Yeah.
I own the armrest.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll see my name on it. I carved it in there with a knife. I own that. So LeGarrette Blount, he has a – what was his injury? Jeez. But I
– we're so prepared.
Yeah, we are.
This is why – this is the finale of season two.
That's right. We're tired from all the
– yeah, from all of season two.
Yep.
Never got aired.
It was a quad injury. But the reason why he was actually injured is because he was on the way home from the grocery store. He was jumping over everything. He was jumping over benches, picnic tables, cars, his shed, and he hurt his quad. So
that sucks.
It does. You got to stop jumping over things, man.
Yeah.
Especially things that are bigger than you.
We got Matt Castle from Kansas City.
That's right.
He was an ex-Patriots. Everybody knows that. And his injury is concussion.
Yep.
Yep. And I guess from what we got, it's pretty much because he regrets not being Tom Brady's backup quarterback anymore, so he kind of banged his head towards the wall and got concussed.
Yeah, and the coach, Romeo Crennel, called him this week, and his response to the coach was, "Who is this? I play for the Chiefs." So, I mean, it must be a really, really bad concussion because he doesn't know where he is, and you know, he's missing his bubby Tom Brady and all.
He's cheating on his wife too because he doesn't remember her. So he thinks he's going out all the time and just picking up.
It was USC days that he's been with everybody on campus. Good for him, man.
USC is fun. I like University of Stinking Cats.
Sloppy cats. Speaking of cats. Did you see a man was killed by rats?
Well, that's right, yeah. That's right. How crazy is that?
I can see it happening.
Was that in Australia? I forgot where I read that. Somewhere.
I don't know.
But, yeah. Rats.
Rats.
That's rats. Look at Tim Tebow. Okay, we're also watching, sorry guys, we're watching Sunday NFL Countdown as well, and we just had Tim Tebow with his shirt off.
Yeah, that you got turned on by that, didn't you?
I did. I paused for a second.
That's sorry about that.
It's motivating.
It is motivating. I definitely want to go pick up a Bible now, seeing him with his shirt off.
That's what it makes us do.
Yeah.
So yeah, how's your fantasy going, Fish?
Not too bad. I think I'm 4-1.
That's not bad.
Yeah, considering I always have this quarterback controversy of either RG3 or the dude from the Texans I just mentioned earlier. Oh, my God.
Schaub?
Yeah, Matt Schaub. Mm-hmm. And either someone does amazing on the bench and someone gets like 3 points starting.
Yeah, but how does that happen? Because I have RG3 and I am 6-0.
Yeah, well, the 1 week that I didn't think he was going to play,
he
played.
He had 7 points.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yep.
I won. I still won thanks to the Bears defense, which gave me 30-something points.
Wow.
How funny is that?
Nuts. They're a very good defense, by the way.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, I'm actually I'm like the story of like the Atlanta Falcons. You know, it's not like I kill every team. I actually win by just a couple, just like the Falcons.
Just win by.
And we're 6-0, and they got a bye week, and I have a bye week this week. Huh? Let's see. Isn't that crazy?
Did you change your team name
to the Falcons?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, it's kind
of. I don't want to jinx it. I'm the Antarctica Gunslingers.
Ooh, that's a good name.
Yeah, it's creative.
Creative. Our final injury is the Oakland Raiders. I think everybody on the Raiders is injured or it doesn't want to show up to the game. Now, what is wrong with that team?
The Raiders?
Yeah.
Where they live.
In
Oakland. It sucks. Have you been there?
I've never been to Oakland.
Yeah. I took your son there.
Thank you.
To the game.
Napoleon?
Yeah.
The monkey?
Yeah. We went to see who we go. Oh, we went to see the A's versus the Red Sox, and it's industrial. It's very industrial and it's disgusting. It's
really?
Like, yeah, I mean, to go to the stadium, you're going through. You're going over a bridge of a highway, and there's like guys, like homeless people, and you know, like cans are on fire to stay warm or something.
Kind of like going into Chelsea.
I don't know. I've never been to the Chelsea.
Yeah. That's this exact same way. But there is a Pollo Campero down
in England, down. Chelsea?
No, Chelsea,
Mass.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but I think the for next year's Madden cover, they should put the whole Oakland Raiders team.
Why?
Because why not? Because they're already cursed.
So maybe it'll help them.
It'll reverse the curse.
Mm-mm. How did we reverse the curse?
Kurt Schilling.
Oh, yeah.
We picked him up in Arizona in a Ford truck.
We bleeded.
We bled.
We bled.
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood.
That's right. Yeah. That's how we broke the curse. Blood.
Thank you, Kurt. For your
blood. And no semen this time. Just
nope.
Blood.
You gotta skip the semen. All right. Do you want to pick the winners of these games?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Give me a second. Well, for Thursday's matchup, Seattle versus San Francisco, I'm going to pick San Francisco.
Definitely.
Yeah, I really think they're going to win 13-6. That's what I'm going for.
I beg to differ.
Okay, well, I'm pretty sure it's going to be 13-6.
Wait, you got that almanac, didn't you?
Yeah, I do. Got the almanac from Back to the Future. Tennessee and Buffalo, what do you have?
I like Buffalo. I like Johnny Harvard. I think he's going to kind of shine today and kind of take it.
Johnny Harvard. I got Tennessee.
All right.
Yep, I have Tennessee. It's they're just going to win. I have a feeling.
That's the greatest analysis right there.
Yeah. They're just going
to
win.
That's like talking to your girlfriend while you're texting. It's like, hey, I'm pregnant. Yeah, that's pretty cool. What are you going to do?
which would we wear?
What should we wear to that?
Then we got Minnesota and Arizona, and it's at Minnesota. Yeah. I'm going for Arizona.
I'm going to agree with you there. Barring a roof collapse or a snowstorm, I think Arizona's going to win that one. They're the strongest team out there. I'm with you on that. Dallas and Carolina.
I have Dallas.
I'm going to go with Carolina only because Tony Romo is like the – probably the worst quarterback in the NFL.
I wouldn't say that. I think...
Why, is he listening?
Yeah, he's one of our listeners, so...
Sorry, Tony.
And he pays for some of the sponsors.
He does.
Or he sponsors us.
He pays for some of the sponsors.
yeah, well, he just has a bad lineman. You know, he has
just
a bad line. Yeah, he has a bad lineman. One of them's a dick. No, he has a bad line. And it just sucks because he's talented. Here's why people bash him, because he's talented. We all know that. It's just that he loses in playoffs and loses towards the end of the season. He just can't be that elite winner, you know, like a Tom Brady or Tim Tebow.
Yeah, as Gruden calls him, the gunslinger. He's the gunslinger.
I love Gruden. He's awesome. I wish you could interview him.
Oh, that'd be great.
That'd be great.
Rip us apart.
Yeah. Just looking at his face would be funny.
Chucky. Baltimore, Houston.
I got Houston.
Yeah, I'm with you, Houston. All the injuries on Baltimore's secondary and their linebacking core is decimated now.
I really think that's going to be a tight game, though, to be honest, because I really feel the Baltimore's going to they're going to be a little motivated just because they lost two of their best defensive players.
It's going to show their depth, too, to see, you know, how they do in the draft and whether whether Ray Lewis is that linchpin in that defense.
Linchpin, I'll have to look that up. Okay.
Yeah, well, I'll text it to you.
Thank you.
Cleveland Indy? Yep.
I have Indiana.
Indianapolis?
Yep.
Well, it's in Indy.
I have the
Hoosiers versus the Rock and Roll Hall of Fames.
Yeah, I have Indianapolis. It's Andrew Luck, man. He's the man.
Andrew Luck is luck. We'll go with Indy with you. Washington and the New York Football Giants.
Oh, I got the Washington Redskins. My boy RG3, he's going to tear it up. But I've heard some stories where the Giants were they have fun in practice. And so what they did with this time around was they had the fastest player on their team, I forgot who it was, play RG3.
Oh, wow.
And running as a quarterback so they can try to stop him. So it was interesting because I guess, you know, it might have helped the defense. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
They have a couple of tricks up their sleeves.
Yeah, Giants defense is always stout. Hate the Giants, but I'll pick them.
But, you know, to be honest, the Giants, bro, I mean, they're surprised.
Scary.
They're scary, yeah.
Still hurts after last year.
I would never doubt those guys.
Can't.
Especially after two Super Bowls with you guys.
Yep, thank you for reminding me. That one hurt a little bit. Green Bay, St. Louis.
Oh, of course, I got to pick my team, my Green Bay Packers.
It takes. Just kind of double check.
I think they're going to win the next six games. Because they're on a roll. Aaron Rodgers has had 6 touchdowns the previous game. And I think they got their little swag back a little bit, you know. And it sucks that we don't have Greg Jennings, but still, it's going to be a good season.
Hey, we got a caller. Look at that.
Me too.
Yeah. They've been on hold for a while. All right, we got about a minute 50. Hey, welcome to the Fish and Wally Show. What you got?
Yeah, this is Tony Romo.
Hey,
I just
want
to say, if you think I'm worth Pussy Abercrombie and Fitch motherfucker Mark Sanchez, then you guys can suck my dick.
Oh,
come down to Dallas and suck my dick.
Oh, Tony, I'm so sorry to blast you on the air, man.
I had done so long. Fucking, you know what? It's disgraceful. Thank you for your time.
Well, we'll make it up to you.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I knew he was going to call. That was tough.
He hung up.
Yeah, he hung up. He's going to go play.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Oh, we got 60 seconds. All right, let's blow through this Green Bay, St. Louis. Take Green Bay. I'm going to be with you on that. New Orleans, Tampa Bay. What you got?
I got New Orleans. They're hungrier and they're ready to go. Kick ass.
Tampa is going to win it because they're wearing the creamsicle jerseys.
No, that may help.
Billy Buck. Jets, New England.
I'm going to go with the New England.
New England?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're on the fence on that one. I'm going to go with New England. Jacksonville and Oakland.
Jacksonville.
Ghost of Al Davis is coming out today, by the way.
I think so, huh?
Yep, Ghost of Al Davis.
Oakland. You're going Oakland. Okay.
And Pittsburgh and Cincinnati?
I'm going to go with Pittsburgh.
Nice. I'll go with Pittsburgh, too. And St. Louis Cardinals versus the San Francisco Giants.
San Francisco. They're not the Giants anymore.
Oh, that's right.
They're the Niners now.
Nope, St. Louis Cardinals, San Francisco Giants, baseball. I switched it on you.
Oh, you did. I'm drinking fish. I'm confused.
I know you're confusing me, Frank. Frank.
All right. Well, that goes for that, and this is the end of season two. Hey, thanks for listening all year round.
That's right. And thanks for coming.
And we'll see you. Season three is coming up next week, guys.
All right.
Don't be alarmed. It's going to be better. We have a whole bunch. We have a great year of interviews, music, everything. It's going to be great.
Yep.
And we're going to fix some bugs.
I'm going to fix your bugs, buddy.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks. Peace.